the rest of the story. Lenny's worst nightmare had just come true. His watch. The watch his father had given him, the beautiful gold pocket watch with his family crest emblazoned in enamel on the back. That treasured gift was gone, tumbled from Lenny's trembling fingers into a stream running through the campus of his school. In mere moments, the rushing brook had swept the watch into the deep pond to which it flowed. And so, without the slightest hesitation, the frantic 19-year-old stripped to the waist, pulled off his boots, and plunged in. What choice had he? None, really. Even as he groped in the muddy darkness, he recalled once having dropped that same gold watch on the pavement, denting its case. His father was furious. Couldn't the boy take proper care of things? He bellowed. So losing the watch entirely was not an option, and accordingly, repeatedly, Lenny resurfaced for a fresh gasp of air and then dove back into the cold, slimy pool that had swallowed the symbol of his father's generosity. In that desperate mission, the young man failed. Yet as twilight yielded to night, he planned the following day's campaign. Next morning, Lenny got somebody to dredge the pond. When the watch still didn't turn up, he appealed to an infantry detachment stationed nearby, persuaded 23 soldiers to help him dig a new channel to divert the campus stream. Then he swiped the school's fire engine, and applying its mechanism, he pumped the pond dry, and there, all but utterly obscured in the black silt, was the gold watch. It would need repairs, of course, so Lenny sent it to a reputable watchmaker. Unfortunately, the same watchmaker, often visited by the boy's father. Yes, the old man found out. He did not ask what had happened. He did not care. He simply, and in the most disparaging terms imaginable, informed Lenny that he was stupid and that he could not be trusted. Then, after the watch had been completely restored, Dad gave it to Lenny's brother. "Jack is vastly your superior," Lenny was told. It was an assumption all three took with them to their graves. The gold pocket watch with the family crest enameled on the back, Brother Jack kept it till the day he died, while Lenny clung to its poignant memory. Because whatever it had once meant to him, it was now and ever after the disturbing emblem of a father's unrecoverable affection, a love he had never given in the first place. So it happened that all his life Lenny was plagued by insecurity and self-doubt, was always in one way or another plunging into that cold black pool, anxiously fumbling for the approval he was certain he never deserved. So daddies, hug your sons and daughters tonight, and when next you reflect on the momentous accomplishments of England's Prime Minister Leonard Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill, you will wish for him the warmth of affirmation always just beyond his reach. Because now, you know the rest of the story.